Alan Welch and Corey Welch for being here taping our service today. Good morning, and thank you for joining us today here on Palm Sunday here at the Versailles Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Mike Entrell, and we welcome you to our live video televised recording worship service. And before I give the message this morning, I'd like for us to just bow our heads and thank the Lord for this Palm Sunday, thanking Him for His goodness and this time of season. Even though we're not meeting as a corporate group of people, we are worshiping in spirit this morning. And our God is spirit, and when we come to Him, we come to Him in truth and in spirit. So let us pray. Father God, we thank You for this day, this Palm Sunday. We thank You for the opportunity, Lord, always to come before Your presence, to worship, to sing praises to Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray for those listening today from their homes, from wherever they are. Lord, just give them the comfort, give them the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that wherever we are, we can worship You. It's nothing like being in the church building, in Your house, joining together in harmony, singing songs, praising You, worshiping You, and the fellowship that we have with You and one another. Lord, be with us, guide us through this day, this service. We give You all the praise and the glory You rightly deserve. It's in Your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. The title of my message this morning is Palm Sunday, The Lord Our Protector. In a few minutes, I'll be reading scriptures that goes along with this message. But as you know, we are still experiencing a time of uncertainty what the days lie ahead. If you would have asked anyone a couple months ago, no one would have predicted that the world would be caught up in a deadly new strand of coronavirus. When you feel, well, I would say unsettled, unsafe, we all need help. And who we call upon? The scripture will say, our help comes from the Lord. Scripture is a great reminder of our only ultimate security in life. Three times a year, the faithful Israelite families would march from a small town of their nation to a proud city called Jerusalem, home of Solomon's temple. The capital sat on a hilltop, so no matter what direction you came from, you could truthfully say you were going up to Jerusalem. And as the pilgrims walked, they would be singing together. They would be passing the time alone, fellowshipping one another. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John would often proclaim going up to Jerusalem to Jesus' triumph entry as Palm Sunday, as we celebrate today, when Matthew 21:9 says that the crowd went ahead of them, and it went ahead of Christ, and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Psalms 129, which is our text today, is one of many ascent psalms that sung on the way up to Jerusalem. The pilgrims would sing certain songs, and this would be one of them, Psalms 121. So the opening two verses, beginning with verse 1, says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So a lot of things in life promise help today. But ultimately, as Psalms 121, verse 2 says, our help comes from the Lord, the one true God, the maker of heaven and earth. So Psalms 121 gives us three great ways God helps us. First of all, God cares for you always, according to verses 3 and 4. So let's look at our scriptures. If you have your Bible there at home or listening from a Bible app, follow along with me as I read these verses, and I want to break them down, each one, in this message, so that we can better understand what the psalmist here, in Psalm 121, is sharing with us. In verse 3 and 4 give us the image of one who stands guard over us, and I would say 24/7, 24 hours a day. In verse 3 it says, he will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. And then verse 4, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Reminds me of a story or illustration concerning the military. A big no-no in the military is falling asleep on guard duty. When it comes to the military, a mortal sin, falling asleep on guard or guard duty is kind of like right up losing your weapon in battle. So it's a huge deal. It could be the difference between life and death. So here in the scripture, God says he never slumbers. He never sleeps. Why is that? Because he is on guard duty. He watches over you every moment of each day. And the Hebrew word for watch over or keep appears 6 times in this short psalm, in this poem, the same amount of times that the word Yahweh or Jehovah is interpreted here as the Lord. The Lord is all capitalized, meaning Yahweh, Elohim, El Shaddai. So our God, Yahweh, has our back. Aren't you glad this morning that you can get up in the morning, look to a new, fresh day, knowing that God has your back? He watches over our lives day and night. See, God always is at work around us and in us, in our lives. So he always has the best interests at heart. So he has an unconditional love for each one of us and will stand for nothing less than our own best, ourselves. So know that you are guarded around the clock. God has angels watching over you, and God himself is on guard duty. And you can take that as a promise from the Word of God. Secondly, know that God keeps you always. In verse 5 through 7, it tells us that. For example, should you live in Alaska or certain states where it rains a lot, there's always a need for an umbrella. Here in Indiana, we also need an umbrella to protect us from rain, but in Florida, in states where it's extremely hot, yes, an occasional rain, umbrellas are needed to protect us from the sun. Shade is a big deal here in these verses, in this verse here. And likewise in the Middle East, in verse 5. Listen to what the psalmist says beginning with verse 5. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. In verse 6, the sun shall not harm you day nor by moon at night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. Remember, this was one of the songs sung by the pilgrims walking up to Jerusalem. Can you imagine the hot, dry sun beating down on you in a desert? If you've ever been in a desert are driven in your car, even inside the car with the air conditioner on, it can be extremely hot. So a rare shade tree became a refreshing oasis. On the other hand, the moon reminds us of the dangers of the night, robbers and wild animals. Day or night, God, the Bible says here, will keep you from all harm. So he gives you around-the-clock protection, and that's another promise. Can you say with the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's another promise. See, God is your keeper always. He will watch over you, watch over your life. Your ultimate security from COVID-19, from the regular flu virus, or every sickness or any illness known to mankind, your only real security is found in God. Well-known Charles Stanley writes, "Why worry? The omnipotent Lord of the universe has declared his unending love for you and will never fail in his protection over you. Yet, we all know that bad things happen to good people. And we know that death comes to all mankind unless Jesus comes first, and he is coming again. So how can God keep all of us from harm? According to the Bible, he holds that in the palms of his hands." So hold on to that thought for a moment, and we'll come back to that. And thirdly, you are not alone because God protects you always. In verses 7 through 8, the last two verses here, let's look at the second half of verse 7. Verse 7, latter part, says, he will watch over your life. In verse 8, the Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forever. See, so God is always watching over you. He watches over you with the promises of his presence. And thank goodness, I am so thankful for God's presence in my life every day. And I know that you are as well. See, the phrase in verse 8, coming and going, refers to the everyday flow of your life, coming in and going out. Certainly, God was with you in those big moments. And think about the big moments in your life, and I'll get to the small moments in a few minutes. But when you got married or when you had a child, then you got a promotion, or when you lost a loved one, on and on that I could go. He was with you in those moments. So God is with you in the little moments. When you wake up in the morning, when you eat breakfast, when you take that walk, or when you watch TV or write an email, or you text someone, or you talk to someone on your phone. When you go to bed at night, God is there with you. It is so comforting to know when you lie down at night, the last thing you can do is to lay there in your bed, in your comfort of your home, and pray, knowing that God's presence is there. Maybe be no one else there, or maybe your spouse, but God's presence is always there. And if you're a believer, everyone and everywhere you go, the Holy Spirit goes with you. This was the big promise Jesus made to the disciples in John chapter 6, chapter 16, verse 7, when he said, "But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come," talking about the Holy Spirit. "If I do go away, then when I will send him to you." And Jesus said he will teach you all things that we did here on this earth, will remind you and teach you. And a good illustration of that is the VA has a little saying for its staff. and it's an acronym, I-C-A-R-E, and it means I care. Each of the letters stand for something, but I want to focus on that letter A, which means advocate. We as staff advocate on behalf of the veterans, that's what that means, I care. So what does an advocate do? Well, it's a person that looks out for the betterment of another person, one who intervenes for that person to get what that person needs. And that's what the VA does. Likewise, the Holy Spirit is your advocate. He intervenes for you. He stands up for you. He speaks out for you. He always is with you. He is the very Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Trinity, the three yet one, one together. And that's why Jesus could truthfully say right before he ascended back to heaven, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages, Matthew 28:20. And so, that care extends from this life to eternity. You see, in a little phrase that I read a few minutes ago, both now and forever. When Jesus walked free from the grave, he broke the power of sin and death all at the same time. In him, we have life. Eternal life, and the scripture tells us forever life. So we don't have to be afraid. Let me say that again. We don't have to be afraid. And I would say hallelujah to that. And I'm sure you would shout that with me today as you're listening. And verse 8 puts it this way. Followers of Christ will not be kept from difficulty. You keep, but will be kept. That's what verse 8 says. Notice, 6 times in this passage it says, God will keep you or watch over you. In closing, God cares for you always. God keeps you always. God protects you always. You belong to the one who can control the whole world. And he does control the whole world, because he made everything that exists today. So have no fear, and know that you are in one pair of hands. See, that's God's hands. You're in God's hands, every one of us. And be thankful. Praise God. Thank him for this day, this Palm Sunday. Holy Week, this will be Holy Week. I pray that you will take your Bible and read it and study the Gospels, where Jesus went into Jerusalem on the triumph entry of Jerusalem, and study that and know the events that took place that week, which leads us up to next Sunday being Easter Sunday. So before I close, I want us to pray and let God's will be with you this week, comfort you, and give you peace. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protective hand over each one of us. We thank you that we can sing like the original Israelites of the great love and protection that you gave them and that you give us. We need you because you are our very life. Help someone listening today to turn their life over to you for the very first time. Help us all to turn our fears into faith as we bring each one to Jesus Christ, the lover of our souls, and to know that you are in control and you will never leave or forsake us, as Matthew 28 tells us. We pray for the goodness and the mercy of this world, those who are suffering from this virus, and protect all of those, Lord, that are in the medical fields, the nurses, the doctors, staff people. Keep them safe. Keep everyone safe from this virus. Lord, you're the great healer, the comforter, our advocate. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you would like to share your decision that you made with us today, please feel free to contact us here at the Versailles Baptist Church. We would love to talk to you about your decision. And our website is versaillesbaptistchurch.org, Versailles, Indiana. God bless you, and may you have a wonderful Palm Sunday.